If you use alcohol or opiates every day, quitting cold turkey is dangerous. In fact, it could even kill you. Medical detox helps. Detox beds give addicts a place to ease off drugs with supervision. The problem is there are only 20 public detox beds for low-income people in all of King County. That's the fewest number of beds in years. Dennis Donovan directs the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. Yesterday, he told me the county faces two problems. Medicaid money for the beds has been cut, and Medicaid rules say that any single agency can only provide up to 16 beds.
What's happened is sort of a double whammy. On the one hand, we have a rising increase in the number of individuals who may need detoxification for both alcohol, heroin, or other prescription opiates. But on the other hand, new regulatory aspects have been layered on top of what's available to us, and it's led to a decrease in available resources.
So it's not that they couldn't open up more beds or that they don't have the facilities to open up more beds, but because of these funding regulations, they can't open more beds?
That seems to be the case.
So if I'm one of the many people who can't pay for a private detox bed, if I don't have private insurance and I can't get into one of the 20 public beds that are available, what do I do?
Well, I think there are some things, depending upon the nature and severity of your dependence. You know, there is a sobering center in town that does provide non-medical support for individuals who can make it through the day with some kind of oversight. However, if you are in need of medically supervised detoxification, you find yourself in the position of not having that available. One of the risks involved in that is that individuals try to minimize or avoid withdrawal. Withdrawal from alcohol can be fatal. Withdrawal from heroin and opiates can be really quite uncomfortable, to say the least. So one of the things that often happens is individuals continue to use. If you want to avoid and minimize withdrawal, you know one way to do it is to continue using.
Are there other impacts on people who can't get access to detox because they don't have private insurance or these beds for people with Medicaid are full?
I think one of the biggest issues is that one should see detox as a stepping stone to treatment. And if, in fact, people are unable to detoxify, if they are unable to get the services that they need initially, the likelihood of their being able to engage fully in treatment beyond that is reduced considerably. I think one of the things that's really crucial is that many people who are quite dependent and are the ones who really need this kind of support are the ones for whom treatment subsequently is really crucial in order for them to be successful.
Are more people dying because they can't get into these beds to detox and get off heroin?
There are more people dying because of the use of opiates. Whether it's because they are not able to get into detox is less clear. However, in the absence of the detox services, one of the risks is that they will continue to use, and the risk of overdose, as we've seen over the last number of months, if not years, is quite high.
So your group, the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute, just released the annual report on drug use in King County, and it was not good news. That's from heroin overdose up by 58%, meth use way up, alcohol use steady. Is there anything that could be done right now?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. I mean, one is hopefully the county would be able to find more beds. Whether that's going to happen or not, I'm less clear about. I think the other is around the heroin issues. My colleague with whom you've spoken many times, Caleb Banta-Green, has been trying to promote methods to try to prevent overdose. The use of naloxone as a way to resuscitate individuals that may have an overdose is really crucial. It's spreading as a national movement to try to make more available. And again, one of the things that people might say is, well, you know, this person's overdosing from heroin. That's their own fault. As Caleb and others would say, you know, you can't get a dead person into treatment. So the thing is to try to prevent them from overdosing and use that as a teachable moment, if you will, to try to move them to the next step, which is some kind of medication-assisted treatment or an abstinence-based approach if they so choose.
Dennis Donovan directs the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute.